And so I understand there's some new, or I don't know if it's new, but some polling data that show that people just aren't making, they're not planning their financial futures. Can you kind of give me some detail on that, please?
Yes. The study was the Leaving a Legacy survey in July of 2019. And what we found in that were some eye-opening statistics. There's a real disconnect between what Americans say they value about having an estate and legacy strategy in place and then what they're actually taking action on, which is why we saw that as a huge opportunity to make an improvement and help people take action.
Does the study have any information on what some of the causes are there, or is this something that people have always kind of done or failed to do?
There's a lot of anecdotal information, but our study really didn't get into the why behind it. It just revealed what they're valuing and then where they're not taking action so that we can help them formulate a plan to get those things into place.
So looking at some of the data that you guys provided for us, 64% of the people that these financial advisors spoke with, they said they'd never discussed estate goals, legacy plans. Why is that so important? What do people really need to do to sit down and put together a plan so that the future will be brighter for them?
Well, it's important that they do it because if they have a strategy in place, they're going to be in control of what happens to the things that matter to them. So whether that's who takes care of their children or any other dependents, what happens with their financial assets, or even who's making their healthcare decisions, and being able to designate those ahead of time the way they would like instead of leaving it in someone else's hands.
The term that you use in the release here is the term legacy strategy. Can you define mm-hmm. that, listeners?
Legacy strategy?
Yes.
It's a combination of a lot of things that come together so that when somebody is no longer making decisions for themselves or after they pass away, what's going to be left behind as their legacy? You know, what kind of situation is put in place? What kind of impact have they left? Basically what they leave behind.
Did they get into any kind of, did they separate it all by, say, demographic data? So, for instance, it just anecdotally, it seems to me that a younger person would say, my legacy, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get a Lexus mm-hmm. or whatever. But if you get, say, in your 50s, you start thinking differently. Mm-hmm. Did it get into that kind of stuff? And what are your thoughts there?
You know, I don't have the information. I don't know that it got in that deep with it. It was looking at people across different incomes and net worths that all different ages were showing that they valued this. But I don't know that there was a breakdown to that degree.
Okay. Let's say you have a couple, middle-class couple is our clients of yours. I don't know if you deal with folks like that. We have customers who'll say, some of our advertisers, their estate planners or their financial advisors, and they'll say, if you have at least $800,000 to invest, we'd like to talk to you. That doesn't describe a lot of people. And so I don't know if those are folks you would deal with, but let's just say you got a couple, they've got a couple of kids, they're in their early 40s, and they don't have any plan in place. Where would you help this couple start, and how would you start to get this person moving toward, or this couple moving toward an estate plan?
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up a really good point that it really doesn't have anything to do with the dollar amount that's involved, a wealth level. It's really about control of their situation and what's important to them, and then putting something in place the way they want it to be. So that has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with what matters to them. So a couple of things we would point someone towards, just really looking at how do I get started. One would be a conversation with their financial advisor if they do have a financial advisor that they've talked to at all or worked with closely, because we're really comfortable having those conversations about really tough topics and helping them walk through it. but we've also set up a website that is a wealth of information and education on it, and including checklists of different things they can do depending on their situation and some education on different topics. So it's edwardjones.com/legacy. They'll find a ton of information there.
And one last thing, the will. Do you guys advise folks to go and speak with an attorney about setting up a will? You were talking about, you know, how does a will, I guess, work within a legacy plan?
A will can be part of it. It's one of the estate documents that can be drafted, and an attorney would be the one to talk to about that. Many times what we'll do is we'll refer our clients to the appropriate professionals, like an attorney or an accountant, to see what would be the right documents for them. But a will is definitely a part of that plan.
And finally, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you think folks really need to know about this topic?
Well, a couple of things. You mentioned the disconnect between what people value, and the 77% say that they value or they see the value in having something in place, whether you're wealthy or not, but the only 24% taking those basic steps. So there's a huge disconnect between what they know and value as important and then what they're actually doing about it. And so I would recommend that people really lean on a financial professional. We're here to help. They're not in this alone. It can be a really confusing and overwhelming task to take on. And anecdotally, that is probably not helping, this difference between 77% and 24%. But let your financial advisor help you. We've done it before. We can walk them through the options and pull in the right professionals to put a legacy strategy into place, so that they can set up the right plans for what matters most to them. And it's not as hard as they think. It's easier to get started, and we'd love to help.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.